Welcome, potty people, to the potty that never stops. Although I say that, and we had stopped for like a year, but you know, shit happens. Anyway, okay, so we're doing the album review as normal, from our new normal, and this week's or episodes, I guess I should say, because you know, anyway, is Wildflowers by Tom Petty, 1993, I think October 10th is the exact date.
Columbus Day.
That's a total, if I pulled it on my ass, that's like insane.
A total non sequitur.
If I pulled this out of my ass, let's see. October 21st, 1994. So I was the
that's
year.
Close.
I was a year and 11 days off.
Oh.
So that's.
So it was an early 90s. So he was already pretty old by then. What yeah. You know that song of his? I don't even know. It's like Cold Water or something like that. I woke up this morning to the.
That's Tom Waits.
Oh, I don't think I've ever known the difference.
What do you mean?
Between Tom Waits and Tom Petty.
You think they're the same person?
I think I've always thought they were the same person.
They are so different.
Oh my gosh, what other song does Tom Waits have?
The Earth Died Crying, that you hate. The Earth Died Crying, while they dreaming.
Yeah, what other?
I mean, if you don't know Cold Water, then you don't know.
Well, I know Cold Water.
Well, I mean, like, if you think that was Tom Petty, you obviously have them confused.
Yeah. How,
why did you think they were, they don't sound anything alike.
But their names are the same.
Their first names are the same.
And I've never really listened to either one of them.
You just
listen
to
a significant amount of time. Okay.
Well, I don't.
I swear.
Okay, Tom Petty is a total rock star, ginormous name, one of the biggest rock names in history. Tom Waits is like a not very super famous folk singer.
Okay.
I mean, they are totally polar opposites. Not polar opposites, but they're very
okay.
different. Tom Petty is what we just listened to.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love.
And Tom I Petty. Was always thinking of Cold Water when I. Was listening to
no,
it.
No, Free Fall and Mary
them.
Jane's Last Dance.
Oh, yeah. I like Free Fall.
That's
is that Tom Waits or Tom Petty?
Petty.
Okay.
Because I'm free, free,
free, falling. That's Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just forget Tom Waits.
Oh, my God.
I'm such an idiot. I can't believe that I thought they would have said that.
Okay, yes, I'm in your paper because
okay.
it's going to make noise. But yes, I would agree with you. I don't know how you thought that. Okay, well.
Well, when you only casually
there
attention.
No, there's no excuse for thinking Tom Waits and Tom Petty are the same person. Just, let's move on. That's one of the weirder things I've heard you say about music, though. I mean, you've said a lot of weird and dumb things, but that one is like.
That's the champion.
I mean, I don't even understand how you can think, even listening to one of their songs individually, that they're the same.
Well,
I did think,
well, this must have been his early period before he got that deep, crazy voice and the Cold Water vibe.
Nope. This is late
okay.
Tom Petty.
Okay.
This is late Tom Petty. This is his last album, or his last good album, anyway. Well, it is his last
What's
album.
What's his most famous, what are some of his most famous songs besides Wildflowers?
Free Fallin', Mary Jane's Last Dance, I Won't Back Down.
Oh.
No, I won't. Why the hell am I blanking on others? I mean,
okay,
it's good. It's good to be king.
That's enough. But those are all Tom Petty.
Yeah. So, you look like you're having an epiphany.
My head is twirling.
Lily and Daniel love Tom Waits. Tom
well,
Petty
I
and
like Cold Water.
Okay, but I'm saying like Lily and Daniel like Tom Waits is like their favorite of all time.
Well, maybe.
No, I'm saying that's the difference. Just remember that. Tom Waits, deep, rasky Lillian Daniels
yeah,
favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Petty, one of my favorites. Anyway, okay. Anyway, let's get to the actual album now. It's been 5 minutes and we've talked about Tom Waits more than the album somehow. Okay. So, well, first, out of 10, what would you give it?
I'm giving it an 8.
So the same as Dark Side.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Maybe Dark Side might be a little. Dark Side was more interesting. But, yeah, I'll give it an 8, because it's got some wonderful lyrics.
The lyrics. Here's my thing about this album, and then I'll let you go. the simplicity but complexity of the lyrics. It's almost like Kurt Cobain's guitar playing. It's like the most simple thing, but somehow it just sticks in your brain. It's like, how the fuck has no one said that before?
That's what I said. Accessible but subtle.
Like, you don't know how it feels to be me? That song seems like it should be the most basic. How did it take that long to make that song? But yeah, it's also still like a great song.
It is.
It's like, there's so very few music or songs that anybody can connect to, and I feel like that's one of them. Like, everybody can be like, oh yeah, you don't know how it is to be me. I mean, if you exclude love songs, I'm not sure there's a song that you can feel more attached to. Everybody could feel more attached to. Anyway, let's give your... What are your favorite songs on it?
My very favorite one is Wildflowers. Yeah. And then I think my next favorite is... Wake Up Time. First and the Last.
That's a really great song. Tom Petty is so interesting. Okay, here's a little fact.
Yeah, he is interesting.
So, this was a Tom Petty album. So, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is a band, and Tom Petty is by himself, but it's the same musicians who play on it, but they want only the rock stuff to go with them, basically. So, they were like, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is like, they all contributed to what was going to be on it and everything. This is just like totally him doing it, and them not having any writing credit and stuff. That's the difference between a Tom Petty album and a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album.
Okay.
There's so many layers to this album, but, like, that's the thing. Like, it seems like a simple, kind of, like, cheesy 80s album almost, but it's, like, a complex, cynical album.
Well, some of it's cynical. I don't think Wildflowers is. I think Wildflowers is very sincere and not ironic at all.
Why do you always talk about irony in music?
Well, is there no such thing as irony in music?
No, but, I mean, there is, but not nearly as much as you think there is.
Well,
I mean, you think Queen is ironic, so that's...
Kurt Cobain was on the cover of Rolling Stone wearing a shirt that said, corporate magazines suck.
That's ironic. I'm not saying that rock music doesn't have irony, but, like, each individual song doesn't.
Well, I certainly think Wildflower... I mean, there's something about these songs, not all of them, but some of them are kind of making fun of themselves.
Like what?
Let's say...
Well, anyway, Wildflowers is a great song, but... Okay, she's still not talking, so I have to filibuster.
Yeah.
I'm filibustering right now. But my favorite song is probably It's Good to Be King. She has 2 pages of notes, by the way.
Well, they're very big.
But still...
Yeah, I like It's Good to Be King.
But what were you going to say?
I was going to say, that's where that had that guitar solo that... reminded me of Brian May. Yeah,
it is kind of like Brian May. Okay, but what do you think is a song that makes fun of itself?
Well, I think It's Good to Be King does.
I don't think it's making fun of itself, though.
Well, maybe
I think it's ironic and cynical, but I don't think it's making fun of itself.
Well, maybe that's the best way to put it.
I think the whole album is cynical. Even Wildflowers is cynical as hell.
Why is it cynical?
It's saying that I'm not good enough for you and that you should leave me. I mean, that's pretty deep.
But and it's like dark. But it seemed like that's what he really meant.
But I don't think cynicality is something that you don't mean. When I'm being cynical, I mean it.
I think he was saying, you're wonderful and yeah, I'm not good enough for you.
And you deserve the world. But that is kind of cynical.
I don't think it's cynical.
Saying that that I'm not good enough for you and you deserve more is kind of cynical.
Well, it may be cynical toward yourself.
Well, I think it's just cynical in the sense of, like, you deserve more, but you're never going to get it. I mean, it's saying...
I don't think he meant that.
You belong in the wildflowers somewhere out at sea. I mean, like...
You need to be free, you know.
Okay, but wildflowers in the middle of the sea, like, I don't know. I feel like it's... almost saying that this place that you deserve to be, like this heaven-esque place, you're never going to get and you're never going to be there. But don't interrupt me. But you're never going to get there and you deserve it, but you're never going to get there, which I think is cynical.
And he did say that about Wake Up Time or...
Say what?
That you're never going to get there. You know, there's a...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
and Wake Up Time, I can't think of a... Okay, what was your least favorite song? I can guess. I can guess.
No, you can't.
Honeybee.
No.
Really?
No.
That's shocking.
It was, let's see.
Bro, was making me filibuster.
Oh, it was You Want to Make It Hard.
You Want to Make... I love that song. Hard.
Oh, he's just a whiny old... It's a whiny male. I think he's talking... I mean, when he talking about the little girl's smile, I felt like that was his daughter. And that his wife was making it hard on him.
No, what are you talking?
Whiny.
Oh my God! Okay, hold on. You have that totally backwards. The whole point is saying that he can't do it anymore. The little girl is his wife.
I don't think so.
All I want to do is see that little girl smile. That's not talking about a daughter, Grandma.
Oh well, I don't know, but anyway,
it's not.
I don't like that song. It's just, and what?
I think
his music kind of? Every song is kind of the same.
I don't think so. I mean, it has the same vibe, but you could say that about anybody or any band.
And the drum is a big thing all the way through.
Yeah. I mean, the groove kind of is. I wouldn't necessarily say the drum exactly is, but...
Well, and then and drum, the rhythm. Time to Move On, it was right... The tempo was so quick, you know, it would be like moving on.
I love that song, by the way. I think Wildflowers, You Don't Know How It Is, You Don't Know How It Feels to Be Me, and Time to Move On are one of the best back-to-back-to-back opening tracks on an album ever, if not the
so
best.
So what's the...
I think Sgt. Pepper's
Wildflowers is first, and then what comes after that?
You Don't Know How It Feels to Be Me.
Oh, yeah. You
also, stop interrupting me, goddammit.
Okay.
She got pissed off with that. I hate being interrupted. Anyway, that kneading just makes me want to... die. Anyway, I'm getting off track. I forget what, oh yeah, we're talking about the album. Okay. I'm totally lost my train of thought, so.
So, what genre would you say this is?
Soft rock.
But sometimes it sounds very country.
I mean, he grew up in Florida, so definitely has it's not country, it's more of southern rock.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. And then, in Only a Broken Heart, was he singing with himself? It was harmony?
Yeah.
That was nice. I like that.
Okay.
And,
so, okay, let me get this straight about Hard on Me. So the way I interpret it is happy marriage, whatever, whatever. But then it got to a point where it was too hard on him and it was too much work. You take that as whiny and something about a daughter?
Well, that's what I thought when he said, make that little girl smile. I thought he was trying, and keep himself alive. I thought that sounded more like, you know, that they had got divorced, and he was determined to be a good father, but she's making it hard on him. I don't know if that's I don't know if that's the case or not, but...
I mean, you can interpret music however you want.
However,
I mean,
whatever, if it was his wife or who or the world or whatever, he's... still whiny, you know. I could turn the other cheek and be a better person, but I don't want to.
That's not what he says.
He does exactly what he says.
He never says the words, I could turn the other cheek, but I don't want to be a better person.
No, he said, how big do I have to be? But that's the same thing.
You just said,
I don't want to.
You just said that's the exact same thing he said. So you just contradict yourself. And I don't even think that's what he says.
Well, I think that's what he meant when he
said... Oh my God, okay. So you went from... stating something, said that's exactly what he says, then said something else is exactly what he says, then you said that's what he meant. So, what?
Well, when he said, I could turn the other cheek, but how big do I have to be?
I don't... Is that what he says?
Uh-huh. Twice or three times.
Turn the other cheek. Is that what he says? I'm
mm-hmm.
not sure. You're
yeah,
right.
He does.
Whiny
old man.
Okay, I think your whole this is a different song, isn't it? Oh no, we're still talking about Hard on Me. Okay, hold on, let me read the lyrics. And even if he is, I have to see it. Maybe if I tried, I could turn the other cheek. Maybe, but how big do I have to be? Now you want to make it hard. Yeah, you want to make it hard on me.
Poor guy. Whiny.
Why are you being an a-hole about
I just hate
it?
That song, because...
I mean, there's, like, someone being dissatisfied is totally valid, and I don't know why you think it's, like, so weird.
Well, I saw it as, I saw it as a man-woman thing.
But why? A man is allowed to be dissatisfied in a relationship too, you know.
That might come as, yeah, that's fine.
So that's what he's saying. So I don't understand why that's
whiny. Well, he's saying, you know, if you say, okay, I'm dissatisfied with this relationship, but then that's not what he says. He says, you're trying to make it hard on me.
No, he never says you're trying to make it hard on me.
He doesn't? I thought that was the name of the song.
He said, it's called Hard on Me.
Oh.
You want to make it hard on me.
No, what do you think that means?
Grandma, you can't misquote things and then say that's exactly what they said, though.
Okay.
You can say...
Okay, I get you.
So that's unfair. So you can't get mad at that. And I don't... it doesn't even matter. I think... I don't see why you're saying it as, like, a man-woman thing. But that's...
How it sounded to me.
Well, you do you.
But I did like Honeybee. You didn't think I would like it?
No.
I think he's kind of making fun of himself in that song.
He's not making... Oh, my good Lord. You're so bad at this. It's so weird.
Well, I'm only talking about the lyrics. I don't know.
I just mean at doing anything music-related.
Oh.
Is that all you have?
About Honeybee?
No, just in general. What else? I mean, you were just... staying there quietly.
I thought, I like Don't Fade on Me.
I love that song. One of my favorite. Because
that was very, very sincere. Jones. And, you know, you could, again, it's like what you said, that it's simple, but it's very complex and subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought Honeybee was really cute. And I liked the music. It's kind of boogie. You know,
boogie?
I don't know what kind of...
You mean boogie?
Yeah.
You say so many words wrong.
I know.
Which is so weird because you're an English professor.
Well, I'm also from Central Kentucky.
Yeah, but... No, because there's a difference between having an accent and just saying a word wrong.
Well, that's true.
When you say
oil
instead of that's oil, that's an accent, and I get that. But when you say stuff like boogie, you're just saying it wrong. What's the other one that you say really wrong?
Putin?
No. Putin, that's how I say it. No, there's one... Wait, say anxiety.
Anxiety?
Yeah, you say that right. What is it? There's something that you say so wrong and it's so weird. You can never say it right.
Do I know it?
Yeah. You, like, try to avoid it, I feel like. I think you do. Oh, my God, what is it? What can you not say right?
Well, Putin, for one thing.
No, that's how you say it.
I know, but I used to say Putin.
Well, okay, I don't care about that. What's the one that you... it's like a basic word. Not a basic word, but a word that you use in general. It's not like a proper noun.
Not envelope.
No, I say envelope, but envelope is valid.
I never know what I'm going to say.
I do both. Oh my God, this is killing me.
Well, you can think about it later.
No, I can't. Okay, it happened the other day in the bedroom. Oh my God, what do you say wrong? Think!
Alex, I'm not going to be able to think of it. And
why are you getting mad?
I'm not mad. You just want to move on.
Okay, hold on. We got to stop right now. You ready? This is about to get drama.
Okay.
You sit there and you're quiet for like literally like 10 seconds straight. You'll say nothing and just look at the paper. But the moment I get stuck on something, it's like, oh my God, you're ruining the podcast.
Did I say that?
You want to move on? You want to move on?
Okay. But say what I said, not what you think I said.
That's not what I said you thought. What? No, that's how it comes across. I didn't say... I never said that you said that. Okay, this is... Oh, my God.
I do not even know what you're talking about. I really don't.
Why are you being... Okay, you seem bitter for one today. You told me to shut up earlier.
Oh, well, what was that? Oh, that was when... Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hardly ever do that. And I'm joking.
No, you weren't.
Halfway.
You were not joking. I don't care, but you weren't joking. Don't.
Okay, well, let's talk about the album.
And even now, you're avoiding what I'm saying.
Okay, I have a question for you. When he was talking about, you don't know what it's like to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, my old man likes to rock. He's still trying to beat the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand it.
His father's a rock and roll, but he's getting too old to do it, but he's still trying to do it.
That's his father? I mean, is it true?
Yeah.
Okay.
More or less.
I just wondered. Well, anyway, I thought Time to Move On was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Because he's coming to terms with losing something. Maybe a girl, I don't know. Is most of this about men and women relationships?
I don't think so. I don't think any of it really is, other than Wildflowers. Also, men and women, you mean... Wow, that's so homophobic of you. Not including man and man. It's not actually homophobic, but...
No, I'm not... I don't think I'm homophobic at all, but I Well, you're not, think
but,
about,
but that is...
yeah, I know it.
Just something that you should rephrase.
Right. You're absolutely right. And I liked You Wreck Me, too, because... I think that, you know, I understand that.
Yeah. Come on, Grandma, move on. Let's
go. Okay, and Honeybee, I mean, it's really weird. But I just thought it was...
I don't think it's that weird.
I thought it was really... interesting. It's really original, creative.
Really?
Yeah.
You think that's an... What? I feel like it's the least original. I mean, I like Honeybee a lot, but I think it's the... I mean, it's like a four-note minor pentatonic riff, basic drums, basic bass to get the rhythm, and the lyrics are just another metaphor for sex. I mean, everything about it is just like screams basic rock music, which you don't really like.
I guess I thought the lyrics were a little more sophisticated than that.
Don't tell your mom, don't tell your boyfriend. No,
I know.
Well, I mean, he's just like...
But usually you wouldn't say don't tell your boyfriend.
I'm just saying, I find it interesting that one of your favorite songs on the album is one that's just about a dude hooking up with a girl.
But I think it was unusual. I guess the metaphor of a honeybee maybe was made it cuter somehow. Okay. But anyway, that struck me as, you know, I liked the music. But the music does sound all the same to me. Every once in a while, fair. Like Honeybee, I said, it was kind of boogie.
Boogie.
Well, what about a boogie board? Is that boogie or buggy? Boogie. I can't even
boogie.
Say it.
Boogie. There's no such thing as boogie. That's not a word.
Okay. All right. And Cabin Down Below was really naughty.
Baby, let me go. Yeah, that's a good song.
A seducing song. I couldn't figure out what I was reading. And it was real R&B, wasn't it? I mean, that's...
R&B?
Rhythm and blues.
I know what R&B means.
Oh, but you don't think Heaven Down Below was R&B?
I mean, R&B is black music.
Oh.
That's not what I think of when I think of R&B.
Oh, well, I don't know.
But I guess...
And then To Find a Friend, there was a little bit in there. You know, that was piano that sounded a little bit like ragtime.
In the middle of his life, left his wife, ran off to the... I don't think
in,
so.
In the middle of it, there was one kind of...
What do you think about Crawling Back to You?
I didn't like that very much, but it reminded me...
What?
It reminded me of Bob Dylan somehow.
That's weird.
I think it reminded me of Judas Priest.
What? Okay, you have the most absolute bonkers takes I've ever heard of
anything.
Well,
it might not be the part where he said something about the maid looked surprised.
You focus way too much on a single lyric instead of the overall idea and vibe of the song.
Well, Crawling Back to You, it was kind of unsatisfying because you felt like Crawling Back to You is a failure.
It is a failure. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep crawling back to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the chorus. I keep crawling back to you. Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be like a... Again, cynical. He doesn't deserve any better. But he shouldn't keep... I mean, he knows he shouldn't go back, but he doesn't really have any other option.
Right.
But But so you don't like it because it's that?
No, I didn't. Oh. I don't dislike it exactly, but it's kind of unsatisfying, I guess. Because there's usually at the end of his, well, sometimes at the end of his songs, there's a little uplift, you know. But there was nothing there.
I disagree with you. Wait, like what? I mean, what has an uplift?
I'm
trying to think. Because I can't think of any. Because, I mean, I think of Tom Petty, that album specifically, pretty sad and cynical, not really uplifting.
Yeah, ever. It is. But sometimes, let's see, Good to Be King.
What's the ending of that?
Oh, I don't think it's good. I don't think it has a...
Yeah, I don't either.
But Only a Broken Heart, definitely.
What's the uplifting part?
I can't remember it.
Well, then... What? Well, then I'm discrediting that until you can tell me something more.
I just can't remember what happened at the end, but I think overall the song was somewhat, if not uplifting, then at least soothing, you know.
Oh, those are totally different, though.
Yeah, they are. That's true.
Especially in music.
And I thought Time to Move On had, some...
That was uplifting. Yeah. Backwards way, but it was.
Yeah.
The actual music was, the lyrics... You know, that's so weird, is like... Hold on, I'm going to get my guitar because we're about to do another.
Okay.
uplifting a song is, the higher chance it is to be, like a pop in the charts, right? So, for example, when Paul McCartney and John Lennon, mostly Paul McCartney, wrote Help, it was actually like a piano ballad, like a really slow piano ballad. Like, actually, like, totally, like...
Sad and down and
out. Yeah. Yeah. So, even the chords that they came up with for the song are still pretty sad if you play them slow. Like you sing, I'll play. Okay, you ready?
I'm supposed to sing Help?
Just the chorus.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Help. Is there anybody?
Help. No. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Oh, yeah. Help. You know, I need someone. Help.
I can't sing that.
Just say, okay.
Okay.
You ready?
I need some, okay.
No. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. Won't you please help me?
When I was younger, so much younger than before. Anyway, the point is, if you were to play those, you didn't really... Okay. Like, help.
Yeah,
I need somebody.
Yeah, it's a downer. Help.
Not just anybody. Help. I need someone. Won't you help? Those are the same chords and the same lyrics, just slowed down. And it's way sadder.
And that's why they did it? That's why they speeded it up?
Well, no. The original song was total piano ballad. Then they went for, like, a soft rock because they thought that would be a bigger hit. Then they just went fast to make it even a bigger hit. Because they were just, at the time, going for, you know, money and hits.
Yeah,
because it was early.
Can't buy
but, like,
that.
You know, it's just, help. I need somebody. Help. I need someone. Help. I need somebody. Help. And then, like, the main guitar is like.
Won't you please? Okay.
Anyway, that's kind of how that song was, whichever song we were talking about. Oh, that's, okay, this is my point. Time to Move On, if you take the lyrics and make it slower, it's really sad. But the way they did it, because the tempo and stuff was way happier.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of
that was the fastest song in the whole album.
Oh, yeah.
But I like the ones that, that I felt like were... I mean, you don't see any of them as being ironic or... Ironic.
Irony and making fun of themselves are two different things, though.
Okay, well, what's making fun of yourself? What's that called?
Like, self-deprecation?
No, it's, kind of tongue-in-cheek making fun of yourself.
I mean, that's self-deprecation.
Making fun of yourself.
That's self-deprecation.
With good humor.
That's self-deprecation.
Well. I mean something different from self-deprecation. I mean that...
Well, what you're explaining is self-deprecation.
I mean is, okay, I see the other side of this. I get it.
That's self-deprecation. If you're doing it about yourself, then it's self-deprecation. If you're doing it in general, then it's irony, I guess.
Well, I can't explain it any better, so I guess I have to accept that, but that's not really what I mean. But anyway, the songs that I like were the ones, I mean, you could sort of, he's sort of laughing at himself.
No, he's not.
With
when?
Good humor.
There's no.
Well, Honeybee, for sure.
No, that's just, that was just making a song to add. I mean, that song isn't supposed to be like a metaphor for the whole album.
And You Wrecked Me, also.
He's not making fun of himself. Give me one example or one lyric where you think he's making fun of himself.
Okay, let me get back into the lyrics.
Because I would love to see it. I think Honeybee is just like... Wait. No. No. I don't actually know how to play any of these songs. Wait, I'm trying to think. I can't play... I don't know how to play Wildflowers. I think it's like capo on the second or third fret. I think... What are you doing?
Wait a minute.
You were humming, that's why I asked, because I didn't know what you're...
I was, humming Wildflowers.
No, you weren't. That was so offbeat. Sing Wildflowers real fast. Give us a little taste.
You belong among the wildflowers. You belong in a boat out at sea. I know I can't sing.
It's not even your fact that you can't sing. It's actually not even the notes or the key exactly, because that's not terrible. Your rhythm is just so off.
Well, that's true.
The actual singing isn't, like, it's listenable. Like, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But your rhythm, just...
Yeah, I don't have rhythm. What you're doing.
All right, I'm going to end the podcast now, unless you have anything else to say.
Okay, but...
So, the album, I would agree...
Now and again, I get the feeling, well, if I don't win, I'm going to break even.
How is that making fun of himself?
I think it's sort of laughing at himself.
How? In what way?
Well, he's saying, I'm not necessarily going to win, but I might break even. And I think it's, and this, run with me wherever I go and just play dumb, whatever you know. I love that lyric. I don't know exactly what it means, but it might be laughing at himself.
It's, no, you can't do that. You can't pick a lyric that you don't know what it means and say, well, this might prove my point.
I can.
Well, it's invalidated. Like, you can't give evidence and not back it up. You have to do both.
Well, that's
claim
true.
Evidence, reason. Come on, Grandma. CER. We learned that in like sixth grade.
It's good to be king.
That song is ironic.
Yeah.
That song is very ironic. I'll give you that. But making fun of yourself and irony are two different things.
Yeah, I know. I always have trouble with that.
I only know because I do both a lot. Alright, I'm going to end it because your point's wrong and I'm right and that's how it always will be. Okay, you. Any final words to the potty people?
So long, potty people.
So long. What the fuck am I trying to say? Oh, Merry Christmas and...
Oh, yeah.
Or Happy Hanukkah or, you know...
Happy Holidays.
That's all. I'm terrible at that. I never do that. I always say Merry Christmas and I mean to always say Happy Holidays. I'm like, oh, shit. But,
Merry Christmas,
I mean,
sounds like more fun than Happy Holidays.
Wow, Grandma. That's really offensive to Jewish people. You know,
Jewish people, I don't know, they know how to have fun. Hanukkah's fun.
What? Okay, stop rubbing your foot in front of me, you weirdo.
Did you turn that off?
No. Anyway. Okay, recommendation. My favorite Christmas movie, Nightmare Before Christmas. What's yours?
I think it's Christmas Vacation.
That's a good
first
choice.
Christmas Vacation.
That's a good pick. Okay, second. My recommendation this holiday season, ooh, that almost rhymed, would be the Goldberg episode where the mom turns into Jewish Santa because all the kids are jealous and mad that they don't have a Christmas tree. So she turns Christmas into Jewish, and it's really fucking, it's my favorite episode of television, Christmas television.
That's a good show.
Oh, it's a great show. If you don't know what the Goldbergs is, it's basically this guy kind of making fun of himself and being ironic, actually, Tom Petty, about his family. But it's like a biopic of his family.
But it's also very fond of his,
Okay, but like when you're making fun of yourself, you are being fond of yourself in a way.
Yeah, that's true.
Like self-deprecation is kind of...
Well, if you do it with a good humor,
what do you mean with a good humor?
If you say, I hate myself.
Well, that's not being self-deprecating. Self-deprecation is humor. It's a type of humor.
It's more than that.
No, it's not.
Oh, Alex, it is. Oh, my gosh.
No, it's not. Self-deprecation is a type of humor. Having low self-esteem and hating yourself is a totally different thing.
Self-deprecation is not just a type of humor. It's any kind of putting yourself down.
I guess, but when people talk about it, it's not
really. Most of the time they're talking about,
And I would argue if it wasn't at the end of the podcast, but we can agree to disagree.
Okay.
And by that, I mean we can agree that I'm right, but you are too stubborn to admit it. Goldberg's great TV show is the point. Grandma, terrible music takes. Those are the two main takeaways of this podcast. You would agree?
That I have terrible music taste?
Yeah, well, hey, and the Goldbergs
have good... I don't think I have terrible taste.
Okay, it's actually not ignorant. The taste. It's like your broad takes are okay. Like, you love Queen, great. But then you get, like, more into it and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I mean...
Like, when you said Queen was making fun of classical music in our last podcast or two podcasts ago, that is one of the... worst music takes I've ever heard in my life.
Well, probably I said it wrong, but I think that there would be a lot of people who agree with me that they're taking... what I meant to say, and I think what I ended up saying, is that they're making very lighthearted... They're taking a very lighthearted look at classical music.
That's not what you said in the podcast.
Okay, but that's what I think now.
And I disagree with that still, but that's more reasonable.
Okay.
I would... disagree with that, but it is reasonable. Saying they're making fun of classical music is okay, you get that. Okay, bye. Almost a 40-minute podcast. Bye. Any final words again?
No. I'm trying to